just said thank the Lord for everything. Tonight, we just say hallelujah. We thank God for everything He has done, what God has done to us, in us, and through us. Tonight's the night that we promise to come back and talk about the Holy Spirit. I think the last time we talked about, we discussed on the air with the fruit of the Spirit. We spoke about and the gifts of the Spirit. We talked about have the fruits of the Holy Spirit, Christian character, a believer's character. The fruits of the Spirit are made mention in Matthew 5:3-11. And the fruits of the Spirit portrays Jesus Christ. And we talked about the fruits must be cultivated. See, you have to work. We have to work what God has given you. You have to get involved into it. And then we talk about the scripture must set you apart as a tabernacle for the gathering of the fruits. And so I think we come up to the point we want to talk about. And then we said we must remember that gifts given out. Spiritual fruits are developed. You must remember that. And so what I'd like to do tonight is, by the grace of God, is introduce to my audience that's listening the fruit of the Spirit in Galatians 5:22. Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, fruit, meekness, temperance. And then we come talking about this distinction and the disapprove, and we must also understand temperance. Temperance, I think the last part we spoke about, but I want to just take you to another understanding. See, when we disapprove after testing, when you're disqualified, it means that you're disapproved. You got to be tested. Many athletes have their crowns and rewards and the great accolades crushed, being first place. But I always say to a person, a believer in the body of Christ, keep yourself in the race. So when we look at gifts are given and spiritual gifts are developed. So you got to understand the gifts, because it's the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit gives out the gifts. No man alive can do what He's doing. He's the only one, because He's full of Spirit. And I want to just say to you that there are nine gifts. There are nine gifts of the Holy Spirit. So I'd like to take you to one particular scripture in the New Testament, in the book of Corinthians, chapter 12, verses 6 and 8, I believe it is. And I would have us tonight to just go along with me, because I have something I want to tell you. And I believe the best teachers inside of me. And Father, we just submit ourselves to the teaching of the Holy Spirit. We ask You to give us the joy that passes all understanding, the love that keeps us close to You. And tonight, I just say I love You, I appreciate You, and I thank You for everything You have done for us and to us. Tonight's the night that we set ourselves to do a work. Somebody out there to listen. And then, Father, not so much that we desire, but it's a love that we have. It's a love that we have. A love for the Word. The Word will set us free, keep us free. And then, Father, I just want to thank You for giving me the opportunity once again. And when I take those nine gifts of the Holy Spirit, in the book of Corinthians, I said, the 12th chapter, verses 8 through 11, and you see, Pneumatica, written in the Greek. We have to learn how to write the Greek. I learned how to write the Greek. Pneumatica, in Greek, means gifts are spiritual. Are spiritual gifts. So you have to take these gifts. Embattled, enablements for service. Enablements. See what God has given. He's given the fivefold ministry. It's a gift to the fivefold. The apostle, the pastor, the prophet, the pastor, the teacher, and the evangelist. These we call the fivefold. But there's another part. It's called a nine movement. Nine, N-I-N-E. And these are what happened behind the scene. See, everybody, what God has done, God is so good in his movement that he has established the five gifts. But each of them must operate in a different understanding. But the Holy Spirit does it all. See, because the Holy Spirit is the one that gave out the gifts. Not man, because Jesus sent him that he will quantify us and qualify us to the word of God. So I take notice. Let's go down to the script. Take notice. But some and the same in 1 Corinthians 12:11, I get the New King James Version. But one of the same Spirit work all things, distributing for each to an individual. That's the Holy Spirit. See, can't put it in a, see, no matter what I say, but it's the WRD that makes it better than what we're doing. So all I can tell some believers tonight is that if we take God at his word is still alive in us. And I say this to you that are listening to me tonight, here's something else I'd say. Because these are distributed to us, and one individual, as he will. So you can't get mad at, well, he should have given me that gift. I know I can do better than that. No, that's not how the Holy Spirit works. The Holy Spirit looks upon the ability. The ability. The ability. The ability. Because it gives us an understanding what God wants us to do. And you see, God the Father, God the Holy Spirit is still working. But he's working in the earth realm right now. And I was telling some people that what we have to do is take God at his word. Because Jesus said, I will send you another. I will send you, he gave a great name for him. I will send you the Comforter, the Paraclete. I will send you the Holy Spirit. He shall lead you and guide you into all the things and bring back to remember the thing I've taught you about. And so the more we get off into what God has done, now these nine gifts. So when we take notice of it, it's going to take some time, so be patient. See, number one, first of all, the gift of the Holy Spirit are grouped into three different categories that we have to come in. There's a vocal gift, there's an inspirational gift, and there is a power gift. So, as you see people talking about the three functions of it, the gifts of the Holy Spirit are grouped. The gifts of the Holy Spirit are grouped in the three categories. The gift of a vocal, with the voice, inspirational, and power gift. So let's go into the first part of it. Vocal gifts. These gifts say something or speak something. When a person said, "Can you let the Holy Spirit speak through you?" That's a vocal. Well, we know today in the life we live in, there are a lot of people that don't desire, and forgive me, Father, I want to be for sure. There are a lot of people would desire to have the Holy Spirit in their lives, but some are not, and some are, perhaps I pray to God, all want the infillment of the Holy Spirit. Because the Holy Spirit takes your voice and vocalizes it. And he began to pray in tongues in another language before God Almighty. What he does, because he vocalized. So sometimes we hear God, somebody singing. It's a vocal. They vocalize it. They let their voice carry it. And so the more we take notice of, these gifts are given to supernatural utterances. When you hear a person, well, I got the Holy Ghost. It's a supernatural utterance that has been placed upon you that God can use you. And see, one thing you would take notice, as we see it, the Holy Spirit speaking in tongues, it is the Holy Spirit, as I say. It is the Holy Spirit somebody out there, say it is the Holy Spirit speaking through us. Not our own intellect speaking. All of the degrees I have, BS, MA, but all that's not God's knowledge. That's the world's knowledge. I have to learn that in the world we live in order to do myself better. So I come to understand that God is full of nothing but a favor, as a favor. The more we trust in God, to believe in God, the more we can go into the Word and say the Word. So I will say to you, something, see, the Holy gifts, the Holy Spirit giving as a supernatural ability to speak in new tongues. A lot of people don't do it, that we have us not. They can't learn them naturally. They're given. It's all of a sudden he comes upon and vocalizes your voice because he imparts to you. He becomes a part of you and have you. He speaks out and not you. As long as the Holy Spirit speaks out of us, we're not in danger. But as long as he speaks in us and through us, it's good. Hallelujah. I love that myself. See, but God is such an awesome God. And so when God wants to speak, God will take an old baby and have a baby to say some words that only the mind of God can understand it. So the more we come into the knowledge of speaking with other tongues, helps us have our power tremendously. The more you can pray in tongues, the more the devil can't charge you. As Brother Abraham Johnson said, as we were talking, when you have the Holy Spirit and start praying in your language, when I ask people, let's pray in your language, God has given us all a language that we can talk to him. And when we talk to God in a language, the devil can't understand it. So the devil has to fight to get in to find out what's saying. And as long as we let the Holy Spirit guide us and direct us, and we keep the wholeness of God, the wholeness of God, Satan can't do nothing but just say, I done tried hard, I'm still trying. It's a lot. I always say it's a done deal. You ain't winning. Jesus already paid the price for this. So the more we look at it, in 1 Corinthians 14:15, we find that praying with our understanding, meaning praying in known tongues. Sometimes I do that. Sometimes I don't. Because if the Spirit of God comes upon me, I can pray in known tongues because I can understand what I'm saying. But when you go to get off in them deep utterances, that's where God and my spirit maturates together. They come together. And see, praying with the Holy Spirit means praying with tongues unknown. It's an unknown language, not known to man, only to God and to those who are coming before God. That's why the Apostle Paul was so dynamic what he was doing. He was a man that trusted God. Now, can you take notice? Let me just pause. The Apostle Paul was a great man after God. And what Paul did, Paul said, Amen, 14 years ago. He said, I know what I did, but I know I was taken out of this body and I was transported to another place. He said, the things that I had an eye to do, I can't even talk about them. So, beloved, sometimes we get in a place called there, you can't even talk about it. Because words cannot describe it. It's only Shabbat. It's only a spiritual language that you can understand. You have to be in the Holy Ghost. And that's why I say to those who are listening, when you pray in tongues, you pray with the Spirit, help us to pray about those things we do not understand. There are some things I don't understand, but I have to pray in the Spirit. You know, God will download. As the old folks say, download it to you, homie. When God downloads it to you, that means the Holy Spirit has taken in charge. And he comes to say, okay, now listen to this. Because the Holy Spirit is omnipotent, it's all-knowing. Oh, my God. You mean he's O-M-E-N-I, omni, omnipresent, omniscient, omniprepared. He's Almighty God. He's all-knowing. He knows everything. So why try to put a word over on the Lord? So, well, Lord, I just stuck it there. Lord, I don't want to sin. I want to stay right in my mind. I know the enemy's gonna come in and attack me, but I wanna stay right in my mind. As I put on a radio station, now be a believer. Do as a believer. Walk as a believer. Believe as a believer. Love as a believer. Inquire of suffering as a believer. Fight a good fight as a believer. Sing as a believer. Hear the word of God as a believer. Fast as a believer. Smile as a believer. Cry as a believer. Write as a believer. Speak as a believer. Husband and wife. Wife and husband. Love as a believer. And you know there's something I wrote down out of my own spirit. God gave it to me. And I want to share it with you because be a believer. When you're a believer, you take the word of God by the moon of the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit is one that gets us to where we need to be. And so the other part is I take notice, tongues. Now we talk about interpretation of tongues. We've got somebody can hear what you're saying, but God has given somebody, here we go again, he's got them in a position. He got them where they can, some people can speak in tongues and give a message in tongues, and some person can interpret. It's in the book. Interpretation of tongues. 1 Corinthians 12 and chapter 12, verses 20, 1 Corinthians 14 and 13, verse 15. The gift of speaking to oneself. See, when we pray in tongues, we can speak, we can ask God to give us the according to the interpretation. Oh, let me tell you. See, it says a word of caution. A word of caution. When tongues are given publicly, according to the Apostle Paul's instruction, they should be no more than two or three at most. Also, when the tongues are publicly manifested in worship service, the Apostle Paul went on to explain that there must be one present who has been endued with the gifts of interpretation of tongues in order to interpret the message of the tongue. So, hey, hallelujah. See, it's more than just off into this here. It's called WRK. It works to do what God wants done with the Holy Spirit. And what God wants done in us through the Holy Spirit and the day we now live in, God wants to let us know when we speak in unknown tongues, we're speaking directly to God. And when you speak directly to God, God is there. When a person gives a message, hear me, a message, God can come upon a person you've never seen and quicken them and give a word of a message through that person. And all of a sudden, the person who can interpret say, thus said the Lord. The Lord said, today is a day that you should just come before me and praise me and love me and adore me. And he just know. And all of a sudden, it just stopped. That's how the Holy Spirit works. I've seen it operate through me, in me, by me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, this time we now live in, we need to get a little closer. I must get closer and closer and closer to God. Because the Bible declares, soon as it said in the song, and very soon, I'm going to be with the King. There'll be no more crying, there'll be no more dying. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Soon and very soon, we're going to be with the King, because it's a place called there for the believers. We believe what Jesus said believe. We didn't believe the world said, hallelujah. We didn't believe what the world said do. We didn't believe what the government said do. We believe in God. God said, I will supply all your needs, all of your needs according to riches and glory. And what God wants to do through us and by us, he wants us to come one, unification, unify. And when the Holy Spirit moves on us, it brings us to a point. See, some have found fault. See, there are a lot of people who are, they're the worldly. I call the worldly, W-R-L-Y, the worldly. You know, I just don't believe that he spoke in tongues. And what he said, it ain't coming to pass. I tell the person, are you listening? Yeah, I'm trying to. No, you're not. Because, see, you will listen, you hear what's spirit to just say it. Because God has put somebody right in your presence, and you even refuse to hear what the Holy Spirit is saying. And I will say this, when we see how from the gift of interpretation tongue, it is just this, interpretation, not translation, it's inspiration to inspire and translate. See, when it's interpretation, when you speak, you're just the person who, see, there are some people got the gift. Then one of the nine gifts. The nine gifts. God give it to believe, to interpret, understanding, not translate, interpretate. Because you're speaking an unknown language, you can't speak in Espanol, you can't speak in Hebrew. You got to speak God's language. Because I heard one of the brothers say that the God's language is the most purest language you can speak. And I'm going to learn that before I leave this earth room, if God allows me to. That's my desire. I want to learn how to speak to Meshua HaMashiach. I want to be able to call Jehovah. I want to be able to call Jehovah, Jehovah Nisqadu, Jehovah I Am, because I know that God can do it. Not me, but God can. God can. I want to say this to you while I'm in this subject. See, we have found the gifts of the tongue manifested publicly. Oh, you can't come to this big Baptist church. We don't do that over here. We don't do this at the Memorial Baptist Church. We don't do this at the First Baptist. We don't do this. Get out of Dodge City. Well, I'm going to tell you something. Don't let your past pass you by. Because when the Holy Spirit comes, he comes with authority. He don't fight you. He don't fuss you. But you know you can, okay, Lord. But if we would take the time and allow the Holy Spirit to encase us, we can go down and look at tongues. We can look at interpretation. We can look at prophecy. See, that's all saying the gifts. Prophecy. Here it is. A lot of folks say, well, you know, that's a prophet, a prophetess, a prophet. I said, okay. Prophet in 1 Corinthians 12 and 8, 1 Corinthians 14. The gifts of prophecy is hearing what God is saying through the Holy Spirit and declaring it. So, back on the same road again. The gifts of prophecy is hearing what God is saying through the Holy Spirit. Woo! And declaring it. You believe it or not, beloved, may move the gifts of prophet with the standard of the office of a prophet. This is not the color of a person, but you see, when you look at minister gifts, the fivefold minister, I'm going to take us into a deeper walk with God. But I want to finish this up. Prophecy, a lot of folks say, well, you know, she has a two-headed person. See, in my day, they call it a two-headed person. All he gets stuff and he can tell you. He can tell you there's a prophet, and there's a prophet, there's one who sees in color, and there's who thunders what God is saying. And when a thunder, a prophet, it's two kinds of them. And I'll get us to it. See, what I come to understand, thank you, Holy Spirit, for bringing it back to me. The more we look into the Word of God, the more we pray in the Holy Spirit. And I know I must pray more. This is good for me also. I've got to pray for myself. Not because I think. No, I've got to pray for myself. Why? Because I know that I know that I know that I know that I know. We got to do better. See, we live in a country. We live in a place right now where a lot of people are saying, this day and time is over. It's still in the Bible. The Word of God is still alive. It's still accurate. God ain't alive. Here, my cousin Napoleon, I've received word through Dorothy, my cousin-in-law, that Napoleon, my cousin, his daughter's going to have a baby. Well, she's been waiting a long, long time. past 30 years, but she's in that age where, and she wanted a baby. And she got a baby. But she didn't want one just to have one. She wanted to be married. She got a husband, hallelujah, and she got a, he got a wife. He's an engineer, praise God, loves God, loves God. And she is a teacher. Right here in Houston, went to school, graduated, and now she left the university she was going to, and now she to move on out there, doing a good job. See, what God has put for us, nobody can take it away. We're the only ones who can give it up. We're the only ones who can give it up. And beloved, as it comes to a close, I said, my God, my. See, when I want to finish this up by the grace of God. I want to talk about this prophecy. This prophecy, P-R-O-P-H-E-C-Y, P-R-O-H-E-C-Y, is not foretelling. I'm not foretelling. It is F-O-R-E, foretelling, not foretelling. Prophecy can be oftentimes revealed with an understanding some people God is giving you to do in the future. What he is doing at the present. See, many times God told John Osteen, do this, and John Wood. And when it come time to build that church, I walked into the office and I was telling him about it, and he said, this is what you've been praying about? Yes. They built a church. I was a part of that. Well, folks, how is that possible? I'll tell you this much. But I didn't try to get in this lane because he stayed in this lane. Because I know God has a work for me to do. There's much, much work that I know I must do in this life we now live in. So the more we live, the more we come to the understanding. And I will say this to you, beloved. Prophecy, as I said, however, preaching is one of the fivefold mental gifts, not of the nine gifts of spirit. See a distinct difference, as I tried to point out to you. Preaching is one of the fivefold ministries because they take all of the gifts and they fold them into one. One hand, they're all working. They're doing the same thing, but it's the Holy Spirit that's giving us the ability. It is him who's issuing out what we must do. We've got to be a believer, I said. Husband and wife, wife and husband, love of the believer. And I say this to you in my closing for this particular time. When we declare and decree the word of God, it gives us to a point where we can come to a point and love God for everything he's doing. And then I want to tell you, see, when the prophecy is a supernatural utterance. Preaching is an utterance under the anointing of the Spirit, mingled with the preaching intellect. Prophecy is strictly a supernatural utterance. Again, now listen to me. Preaching in the pulpit, who will resist is a supernatural utterance, may come forth in their service. There are two different unctions. There are two different unctions. My God Almighty. And you know what? I want to talk about them on our next round. But I want you to be ready and hear what God is saying. Remember, the one thing that God has done for us, Father, tonight, is the night that I just said thank you for what you've given me. Thank you for showing me. Thank you for holding me. Thank you for loving me. And I want to thank you today for giving me the ability to do what you call me to do. Because it's you, God, that I've done nothing but what you declare for me to do. I love you and I thank you, Father. Until we come back to the same place, Father, that somebody will come and know that our God is a mighty God. And because of you, Father, I said thank you. I said thank you. I love you. I adore you. I magnify your name. I know it's you, all by yourself. It's all by you. So on the second month, it was the second month in the month of April, Father, you bring us back to this, and I want to thank you.
I want to thank you
for all that you have done. It's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen, amen, amen. To God be the glory. Hallelujah.
I wrote the song. I'm gonna sing it anyhow if you don't like it.
When I was young, I gave God my hand, and I told him, I said, Lord, will you lead the way? I and though my road has been rough, and even though my going been mighty tough, but still,
tomorrow I get up and talk to him. He can't meet up because I got a few things I need to have taken care of. And I found out that I knew that, but I done found out, so I got to go there tomorrow and get some things taken care of. But how you doing so far? Yeah, I hear you been sick. Huh?
My life was totally
what is it? Your daddy trying to get his mind back in shape and get himself back together. But all right. But see, I'm going to pass it by. You should always say, pass it by the wife and tell her husband. That's the husband. See, we all four can go down there. Saturday. No, it's just for 11 to 2. It's Saturday, it's 11 to 2. Saturday, you're working Saturday. You see what I'm saying? I gotta give the boys an opportunity to get down there and see them fix she got seen and all that kind of stuff. And let it be a, yeah, I just wanted to see what it goes for.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord, everybody. Yet my
One more Yeah.